Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You were out and about last night having some fun, Katie.
I sure was. I got to see the new Michael Jackson movie, and it is awesome. You need to spend your money on it. You need to see this flick. It blew my mind. It's probably one of the best movies I've seen in quite a while. But, you know, Jafar Jackson, who is Jermaine's son, part of the Jackson clan, part of the lineage, right? He plays Michael Jackson in the movie. And I found out, like, his coming to get that part is kind of funny, actually, because the producers of that movie, they were tapped into him because he, you know, performs and was semi-famous before this movie. So they knew of him, but when they were like, hey, we want you to try out for this part, the producers met with him and they were like, he was so in character of Michael that we had to tell him, hey, Jafar, we don't need you to act like Michael
right now.
Exactly. Like, just be yourself. And the funny thing is, he was being himself. He really just sounds like Michael. And if you listen to the Jackson family, Janet, LaToya, Jermaine, Tito, Michael,
they were
all very soft-spoken. They sound very similar. And so he kind of leans into that. But it is not just a sound. I'm telling you, there were so many moments in this movie where I was so just transfixed. I was so into it. I forgot it wasn't Michael. I had to remind myself that this was an actor playing Michael, because we're talking down to the neck pop. He was hitting it. Like, he looks just like him. And my mouth was agape. It was open so much just watching this movie. Like, I can't believe this is him. I can't believe he's this spot on, because it looked just like Michael.
That's good that it was good, crazy. Because there were so many different talks about how they had to redo so much of the movie.
Yeah.
I was kind of worried that I was like, they're going to mess it up, essentially.
Exactly. Like, they had to do some
and they didn't
retakes.
Do that.
And that's the thing, because this is a two-part movie. I didn't realize that, I guess, until I was in there. But the first part, perfect. So this is just the first part of the movie, and a lot of what we heard, because I know sexual assault, the alleged, all that stuff that happened, they had to cut it out just because of something that happened with the alleged victim, and something that they agreed with him. So the fact that they didn't have that in there, I don't know if that was part of the first movie or the second one. But something else, Joe Jackson, the actor who played Joe Jackson, he famously had a very light eye color, hazel green Joe Jackson. And so they had to go throughout the movie and replace his eye color throughout the whole thing. It cost him $1 million to do that. But it is, again,
why didn't they just put contacts
perfect
in him?
Well, I don't know. I think that because they really wanted to get it right. And so they made the one thing they used AI on. Well, because I immediately after the movie, I'm like, how much of that was AI? Because now we can't trust anything, right? And so I was like, did they use computers to make him act so perfect like Michael Jackson? And no, one of the only things I could find out was the eye color was the thing that they changed, and it cost him $1 million. But the music, Jafar hits every note. They have so many times where they're just doing like a studio session, so they have the isolated vocals of Jafar performing. You'll blow your mind. He's doing all the little ha-pa-cha, ha-cha. Like, he's doing all
the
of
that. The ad-libs?
It is so mind-blowing. You have to see it. And really, again, the overall feeling of this movie, I can't tell you how many times I got goosebumps. And you know when
do they
music,
do this in the movie? Do they have Smooth Criminal?
End, no. They didn't do Smooth Criminal yet. No. Not yet. But that's the thing.
That's part two.
There's two parts of this movie. But again, like, watching it and hearing the music, for it to give me goosebumps the way that it did. Well, and I wasn't even like, some of this, like Jackson 5 stuff and everything, I wasn't alive for that. So I've only seen it in, you know, YouTube videos and movies and things like that. But the stuff I do remember, the 80s Michael Jackson, it was like...
Did they have it where he lit his hair on fire?
They did. So that's in the first part of the movie. And that was so much more serious than I think people remember. He almost died. So that part of the movie is so sad. And you're just like, oh,
I haven't
drank
Pepsi since.
No. So that, like... It literally gave me goosebumps multiple times, and I know that is a great standard for a movie. I will tell you the one thing that was weird. The one thing where multiple times I found myself saying, where's Janet? Why isn't Janet in the movie? Because, and we talked about that already a little bit, just how she didn't want to be in the movie, so there's no reference to Janet. But she was the baby of the Jackson family, and it was very well known that Janet Jackson was a cute little kid who followed around her big brothers. And they have LaToya in the movie, and they make reference to her quite a few times, but there's no Janet, and that, to me, just because I know Janet Jackson is such a big... I mean, outside of Michael, she's the second most famous, right? So it's like the fact that she's not even referenced in the movie
was it because
was
she
a little odd
didn't really want the movie to be made in the, like, she had that tiff with them, right?
Yeah,
that
I think, like, the family
didn't like that they were making the movie.
She has her own movie coming out. I guess that's the big thing, is she has her own movie. She wanted too much control over this. Again, allegedly, they don't really know exactly what it was, but she is not in this movie. They don't reference her. She doesn't have anybody playing her or anything, so that was the one part where I was like, that's a little odd. But everything else, money. Oh, such a good
was
movie.
Bubbles in it?
So, Bubbles was my favorite part.
All
little
right.
AI
I'm
monkey.
Back in.
He was, and he just, like, jumps into it, and he has a diaper on the first time.
All right,
we
I'm back
see
in.
Him,
I think
he's
I'll go
so
see it
cute.
Now.
Oh, that monkey's adorable. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah,
of
I was
AI
just curious.
Monkey.
You know, I come with the hard-hitting questions about the Michael movie. Hair on fire, and was the monkey in it?
Well, you know what? Those are really important parts.
Those are
so,
big parts.
Yeah, I need
hey,
to tell you.
Third,
need to
third
see
big
it.
Question. What'd you have for snacks while you were watching the movie?
Actually, we didn't have snacks because we went and ate before, so I had a big
weak.
Old fat steak and cheese sandwich from Snarf's, actually. Nothing weak
so
about
you
that.
Had gas
nothing weak about that. Are you kidding me? So good.
Well, I'm glad you had a great time. Sounds
it was
like a
so
fun
good.
Movie.
So good.